This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about retrobate, folks. Interpretations versus the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, if you want to interpret well and confidently, set Christ before you, for he is the man to whom it all applies, every bit of it. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. First, friends, we have Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, online with us. Just seen one of the reports that he'd reported out on, sonsoflibertymedia.com. GAO report, Fed spent over $1.5 billion to arm itself in the past 7 years. It seeks to infringe on you arming yourself. Thanks for joining us again, Tim Brown, on such short notice. Go ahead and kind of lay it out for the people as to what's going on here concerning this article on sonsoflibertymedia.com for us, if you would, please.
Yeah, well, we're hearing already that with the Democrats taking over the House, they're going to be pushing a slew of anti-Second Amendment legislation. Which, in my opinion, there probably be something where the people rise up and say, if you even propose such things that are against the Constitution like that, that are clearly against the Constitution, you ought to be eliminated from office immediately. No question about that.
But Tim, yeah. Can I ask you, I got a quick question for you, because this is great conversation. Where are they deriving that power, that authority to implement that which is unconstitutional?
Well, they're usurping it. There is no authority for that.
That's exactly right. So they're creating it out of thin air to a dummied down population to accept what they say is true somehow. But when the American people ask the question as where did you derive that authority from to usurp our rights, as you rightly said, well, then they're kind of in a gridlock, aren't they? They are there with nothing in their hand to offer the people. And when the American people begin to see this, then the American people then and only then will begin to deal with their unconstitutionalities.
Yeah, and it's not just in D.C. I read an article on Oklahoma, too, where they're pushing for a legislation to allow, you know, the citizenry to carry their weapons at the Capitol building. The funny thing about their constitution is it reads that, you know, they say the people have the right to defend themselves and their property and all this other stuff. But then they come right behind and say, but that doesn't mean that the legislature can't, you know, make rules or what, I forget the exact wording of their constitution. And I'm like, well, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. Either there is
That's
a right,
right.
Or there's not. And if you're defending your person, that means you carry your weapon anywhere you want to carry it, which anybody who actually wants to live by the law, you do that. I mean, I do it. I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. I carry it wherever I can. But getting to the report, there's a new government accountability office report that came out in December that said that there are roughly 120,000 federal law enforcement officers who are non-military agencies who carry firearms. That's a lot of people carrying firearms in the federal government. That's not, we're not talking about military. We're talking about people here in the domestic United States. This includes people from Homeland Security, which that was made up after 2001, the 9/11 attacks. That's what the feds are supposed to be doing anyway. You don't need a special department for that. It also includes the Department of Justice, the Department of Health and Human Services. Why in the world they need to be armed, as well as the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Interior, the Department of the Treasury, the Department of Veterans Administration, Social Security Administration, for goodness sake, and the IRS, Environmental Protection Agency, are all armed. Now, a lot of this, now, some of these things, and we also have the Postal Service, obviously, but a lot of these agencies began to be armed and trained, and we're talking about with semi-automatic and fully automatic weapons, which they tell us we're not supposed to have unless we're going to pay them a specific tax, which they have no authority to write either. And I know a lot of you people out there who are NRA members, you're just fine with them, you know, having that kind of restriction on machine guns and bump stocks and stuff like this. But the fact of the matter is they have no authority to. And it doesn't matter if you're wasting ammo or you don't use it or whatever. That's irrelevant. The fact is that it is an issue of a right. Either the right or it is something that government permits you. It's one or the other, but it's not both. And so we need to keep that in mind. But concerning the report, I mean, just one of the agencies, the IRS alone. Well, let me give you the statistics here. The Fed spent between 2010 and 2017 $38.8 million on firearms, $325.9 million on ammunition, and $1.14 billion on tactical equipment, which totals a little over $1.5 billion. That's over 7 years, okay? Then the IRS alone has over 3,000 pistols, a total of a whopping 4 revolvers, fully automatic firearms, 15. Remember, that's something that they don't want you to have. That's something that your politicians are telling you, like Lindsey right. Graham, who comes from my state. We don't need these weapons of war on our streets, but it's okay in the hands of our government. We can trust them.
That's right.
Shotguns, 621. Rifles, 539. Browns range in around 5 million. For all of these guns.
Wow.
Aiming devices, 100. Yeah. Aiming devices, 103. Specialized image enhancement devices, 178. Tactical lighting, 10. And then we're not even talking about all of the other stuff that they have, like explosive devices. Large caliber launchers for those explosive devices. Pyrotechnics and specialized munitions, breaching equipment, batons, suppressors for the weapons. Remember, they didn't want you to have suppressors for your weapons. Unmanned aerial vehicles, or you had to pay a tax for it anyway. Weaponized aircraft, vessels, vehicles.
And Tim, this is the people that work for us?
Yeah,
arming themselves against us?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Now, they'll tell you that they're there to fight the drug dealers and stuff, which they pretty much create by in their stupid war on drugs. Which is, in my opinion, it's unconstitutional. That comes from plants. God made plants. And, you know, if you abuse plants, that's on you. But anyway, that's the gist of what's going on there. And there's a warning there from Ron Paul. I know we're up against the break.
I appreciate it. Tim Brownson, Sons of Liberty Media, senior editor. Thank you for that. Jumping online with us with such short notice. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to expound a little bit, and then we're going to jump to our topic.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they, and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We just had Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, online with us. He reported a GAO report. Fed spent over $1.5 billion to arm itself in the past 7 years, seeks to infringe on you arming yourselves. I want you to think about this again, friends. It's reported by Tim. Democrats have threatened to attack it. And by the way, it's not just the Democrats, friends. They wouldn't do what they could that they're doing without the help of what you call the right and your tolerance and apathy towards these criminals in the first place, friends. But Democrats have threatened to attack the rights of law-abiding Americans that are protected under the Second Amendment in 2019. A Republican president has already unconstitutionally banned bump stocks and supports the violation of the Second, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments to the Constitution, as well as his duty and the boundaries of congressional legislation by the red flag laws. I also want you to keep in mind, friends, that while you're allowing these people to do the things that they're doing, criminals, to transgress the law, to transgress their sworn oaths, I want you to keep in view, friends, the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died to give you the rights that you're allowing them to trample underfoot today. Going on with this article, all of this against the American citizenry. However, the federal government has absolutely no problem in creating an army of unconstitutional agencies who will one day be used against the populace. And the latest report out of the U.S. Government Accountability Office reveals that the feds have spent over $1.5 billion in the past 7 years to arm all sorts of federal agencies. You are working how many hours a week, friends? So they can arm agencies against we the people. And this is all across the boards. at length they're involved with the two. They'll fall. They'll sink with the ship, friends. That's just how it works. They're just too stupid and ignorant to figure that out right now. According to the December report titled, there are approximately 120,000 federal law enforcement officers, FLEO, who are in non-military agencies who carry firearms. And among these agencies, these FLEOs are included the Department of Homeland Security, which is what the feds are supposed to be anyways, and the Department of Justice. However, the arming of agents goes way beyond DHS and the DOJ. Agencies such as the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Internal Revenue Service, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, U.S. Department of the Interior, U.S. Department of Treasury, U.S. Department of Veterans Administration, and the Social Security Administration are also well-armed. What are we doing, friends? All of these agencies are not provisioned in the U.S. Constitution, and they are not a necessity for our country to operate constitutionally. Yet, our government is creating an army against its own people? That's craziness. According to the report, the Fed spent at least $38.8 million on firearms, $325.9 million on ammunition, $1.14 billion on tactical equipment, friends. At least $1.5 billion in total from fiscal year 2010 to that of 2017. What's going on, America? Do we want to stand down and play stupid as to what's going on here? The American people have been under attack since September 11th in a major way, in a frontal attack. No doubt about it. The agencies that have been created, friends, are things getting worse since those agencies have been created? No, absolutely not. Who's been under attack since September 11th, America, more than you have? Nobody. Who's handing your government, your country, over to that of a foreign people, friends? All a part of perfect judgment. Who's doing it? Who's allowing this to happen, America? That's the question I ask you. Who's allowing a small portion of the population to do the things that they're doing by arming themselves against we, the people in this country? Now, let me go back to those that did arm the American people. Thomas Jefferson. By the way, read Luke 11:21 when you get a moment as well. But when you go back to Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, he said, Eliot, page 4, 187 through 88, he said, every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Who granted power to those that represent us to arm themselves against us? Thomas Jefferson goes on, every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. So therefore, why are they doing it? He said, if they do these things, the latter will be nugatory and void, said Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. I go on. Alexander Hamilton said, Eliot 2, 362, the laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere. And when they depart from this sphere, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which the laws are supreme. But again, I ask, both federal and state, who granted you power to arm yourselves against us while you attempt to disarm us, we the people? William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. The Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Americans, let me ask you something. Did you grant those that represent you a right to go ahead and arm themselves against you? Did you delegate authority? Did you delegate a power to them to strip you of your God-given rights? Because they are God-given rights. They are not privileges given to you by the state in any sense of the word. I'm just asking the question. And yes, I'm playing stupid here, friends. But the fact of the matter is, they are only doing what you're letting them get away with, friends. That's it. Alexander Hamilton said concerning the Supremacy Clause, the Federalist Papers, number 33, it will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the Constitution. In other words, it cannot run antithetical. And again, keep in mind, no one delegated authority to them. Nobody delegated powers to these representatives to arm themselves against the American people. Well, at the same time, on the federal level, attempting to disarm the people at large. And keep in mind, friends, the federal government is a creature of the state. The state is not a creation of the federal government. You have that backwards as well, don't you? Alexander Hamilton said in the Federalist Paper 78, there is no position which depends on clearer principles than that of every act of a delegated authority from we the people, contrary to the commission under which it is exercised. He said it's void. So how are they doing this outside of totalitarian methods, friends? They just snuff out the opposition? We see this in play today. And is that somehow permissible for them to do so, friends? Alexander Hamilton goes on, he said, no legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America, he said, can be valid. So again, let me ask you the question. Well, these agencies are arming themselves against we the people and spending over $1.5 billion of our tax dollars. Did you know about that, friends? Did you delegate that authority to them, friends? Well, on the federal level, what are they doing, friends? They're attempting to disarm the American people. This is what I have to say to all of this. This is what any God-fearing Christian patriot would say. Either you deal with corrupt politicians, or else you're going to be disarmed. And I'm not talking about a resignation. I'm talking about sending the message that we are no longer going to tolerate your usurpations, your violations, and your transgressions of the Constitution of the United States of America. Why? Because nobody delegated the authority for you to do so. When you do this, America, and you send that message, you shut the door on special interest groups as well. There's no more time for you to stand around and talk and debate about what we're talking about here. Again, we have God-given rights. Read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Read the Tenth Amendment of the Bill of Rights as well. So again, I lay to your candor. How is it that they're getting away with what they're getting away with? Because they're only getting away with what the American people are allowing them to get away with. Nothing more and nothing less. It's clear as to what's going on. The government is arming agencies against we the people. I don't care what they have to say in the contrary. Their actions speak a lot louder than their words, friends. And I've had enough of the corruption. I've had enough of the scandals. I've had enough of the lies. And the way to deal with this, friends, is not through a revolution, but a reformation by lawfully dealing with them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with leaders on Capitol Hill to discuss border security. One of those meeting with the president is Republican Congressman Buddy Carter of Georgia. He tells Fox News what can be accomplished in a meeting like this.
Well, hopefully we can jumpstart the process. I mean, obviously the Democrats have been no-shows. You know, where have they been? Out in Hawaii or wherever? And the president has wanted to negotiate. He's been in the White House. He's been available. And I think that this is a concerted effort on his part and on the administration's part to get something started.
Now, before the meeting with lawmakers, the president met with his cabinet at the White House, where he talked again about border security.
The $5.6 billion approved by the House is such a small amount compared to the level of the problem.
The president also likened the southern border to a sieve and said walls work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sons of Liberty. By the way, we're going to be in Florida up and coming. We're going to be in Michigan up and coming. We're going to be in Wisconsin up and coming. All that within the next 3 months. With that said, friends, every month we're somewhere different. If you'd like to book us at any time to come in and wake up your communities with your help, of course, 1-866-233-2747. 1-866-233-2747. Buggy, is that right? 2747. 1-866-233-0747. I'm sorry, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Forgive me. Outside of that, friends, if you'd like to book us at any time, that's the number to call as well. I want to get to this because I want to finish it before the next two segments. Reprobate interpretations versus the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. Now, I want you to understand the definition of inspiration, because most people do not know that this is what the word defines out to be. The infusion of ideas or directions by the deity, by God. Webster's 1828. It also says the infusion of ideas into the mind by the Holy Spirit. The conveying into the minds of men ideas, notices, or monitions by extraordinary or supernatural influence, okay? So, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I also want you to understand the word admonish, okay? Many people think, well, because the church has reinterpreted the word admonish to be something that it's not, I want you to listen to the definition of this, because it's counter to what you're being taught today. Admonish. Okay, admonish, Webster's 1828, to warn or to notify of a fault, to reprove, to counsel against wrong practices, to caution or advise, to instruct or to direct, okay? In ecclesiastical affairs, to reprove a member of the church for a fault, either publicly or privately. Now, what are we taught today, friends? Well, let's just admonish our brothers in love. Withhold correction. Withhold instruction. Withhold reproof. There's a way to say it, brother, and that's without the cross. Well, let me explain, friends. Martin Luther said, if you want to interpret well and confidently, set Christ before you, for he is the man to whom it all applies, every bit of it. Again, the great reformer Martin Luther. Now, this is all on the heels of a conversation that I had last week with my wife and my boys before going into dinner. During dinner, before going to Charles Dickens' famous Christmas Carol. I don't know if you guys have seen this, friends, but I'm telling you what, it is second to none. And I love the story that sticks to tradition, okay? Because it really teaches a lot of grace. It really does. With that said, at dinner, we were having a conversation with some people about the wolves that are devouring the sheep and false prophets within the American church, okay? The conversation was this. We were having a conversation with some people about the wolves that are devouring the sheep and false prophets within the American church. It's important that you understand what I just said. The conversation was about the wolves that are devouring the sheep and false prophets within the American church. Well, when we were having this conversation, all of a sudden, one of them that was at the table said, listen, I don't want to speak evil of them. No, I said, wait a second. We were having a conversation with some people about the wolves that are devouring the sheep and false prophets within the American church. And then someone pipes up and says, I don't want to speak evil of them. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, okay, you don't want to speak evil of them. Evil of them, I said, almost. I was almost in a disarray, friends. Since when did it become evil to call out false prophets? Deuteronomy 13. Since when did it become evil to call out hirelings? John 10:12. That are, in fact, preaching another gospel. Read Galatians 1:8. And are, in fact, leading the sheep astray as they devour them. Folks, how opposite to that of the scriptures? Matthew 16, verse 6. Wasn't it Jesus that said, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves? He said, you shall know them by their fruits. And then he goes on and says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Therefore, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Matthew 7:15-20. What did Jesus say? Beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets, false teachers, those that claim to be one thing, which in fact are just the exact opposite. I mean, folks, here you have in the American modern church, in the churchgoers, reprobates interpreting Scripture. How do you do that without the Spirit? I mean, you can't interpret Scripture no more than light can give forth its glare without being plugged into the wall. I mean, folks, here you have the American modern churchgoers, reprobates, and their interpretations, which are in fact, in many cases, and more than not, giving their interpretation of Scripture, which counters that of the Holy Spirit's clear inspiration, 2 Corinthians 3:6. And friends, believe me, there are two different languages being spoken of here. This is important that you catch this, friends. Colossians 1:28. There's too many people that declare to be one thing when in fact they're just the exact opposite. In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, it clearly tells us that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, okay? And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto what? All good works. Oh, I love that. Grace fulfilled. I don't want to speak evil of those that are devouring the sheep. I don't want to speak evil of those that are preaching a false doctrine. I don't want to speak evil of heretical teachers. It's not speaking evil. It's speaking scriptural truth. Remember, the law is spiritual. I'm carnal, sold under sin. The law is holy. The commandment holy, just and good. Folks, the law is good. We're carnal. We need to redefine and put on the mind of Christ and take on his definition of what is good and what is not good. When you go over to 1 John 4:1 through 5, it says this: Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. How do you know, friends? Well, because it says it in his word, first of all, keeping it in context. Second of all, because many false prophets are gone out into the world, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Yep. They promote the spirit of the world and they denounce the spirit of Christ. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. You are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. That's exactly right. 1 John 4:1 through 5. I mean, folks, to teach men the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? Proverbs 9:10. It's not evil to teach men to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. It's clearly scriptural. Proverbs 8:13. Furthermore, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Proverbs 16:6. But again, what do we have? We have a modern-day reprobate telling us, I don't want to speak evil of those that are devouring the sheep. And this is prevalent in the church today. And we need to call it for what it is and hold these people in check and say, wait a second, that's not what Scripture says. Okay? I mean, folks, here it is. If you ever want to get angry, just have a conversation within the modern-day American church that speaks the opposite of what the Holy Spirit teaches through Scriptures. That's it. No wonder why the world thinks love is hate and hate is love. Read Psalm 109, verse 5. King David said, I was hated for my love. In John 15:18, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Read John 7:7 as well when you get a moment. Just think about this. You're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Again, no wonder why the world thinks love is hate and hate is love. And light is darkness, and darkness is light. Read Isaiah 5:20. Martin Luther, again, the great reformer, said, therefore, we conclude that all law, divine and human, treating of outward conduct, should not bind any further than love goes. Listen carefully. Love is to be the interpreter of the law. What is the commandments, friend? The first one is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. The second is, namely, like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment, friend, starting in verse 8. And we also got to keep in mind that love worketh no ill. And it certainly, friends, is not an ill to call out those that are devouring the sheep within the body. That is absolutely ridiculous every step of the way. And furthermore, when you go to Isaiah 8:20, it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, tell these type of men and women, honor that which I despise in keeping the commandments of men and making void the commandments of God. Folks, they're as dead men's graves where men walk over them and are not even aware of it. Why? Because they're not even willing to read the word and practice what it preaches. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about reprobate interpretations versus the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. Right before going to the Christmas Carol, we went to a dinner where we were having a conversation about the wolves that were devouring the sheep and false prophets within the American church. And all of a sudden, one of them that was at the table said, "I don't want to speak evil of them. I don't want to speak evil of them. No, I just want to give them a pass to continue doing the things that they're doing." If they speak, and if they call speaking evil against evil, speaking evil, they're really defending evil and attacking good. Let me say that again. This is from a friend that's texting me right now. If they call speaking evil against evil, speaking evil, they are really defending evil and attacking good. You know what? I love process of thought. So many times we cut short our diggings into the truth to find out the real meaning. But when you begin to process in thought, man, you always get more than what you expected once you get the nugget. And that's really what it comes down to. How is it evil, friends, to call out evil? It isn't. Jesus said to beware of the false prophets. And to suggest that you're supposed to stand back and somehow just give these people a free pass inside of the church is like looking at a corrupt politician and saying, you know, as constituents, friends, you need to just, you know, zip it up and let them do the things that they're doing. The opposite is true. The opposite is true. And then I started talking, friends, about how to teach men the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it's not evil to teach men to hate evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. It's clearly scriptural. Because it teaches men to depart from evil. I'm not advocating evil by calling out the evil. I, by the light, am reproving the darkness. And it's our job to do so as Christians, period. What I was talking about during the end of the last segment was how these type of men and women honor that which I despise. And how is that? Well, they keep the commandments of men in making void the commandments of God. Mark 7:13, Jesus rebuking the Pharisees again. Jesus goes on in Luke 11:44, he says, there is dead men's graves where men walk over them and they're not even aware of it. How many people in this country profess to be Christians and you won't even know the difference? Why? Because they don't practice what they preach. They don't have the inspiration, the infusion of the Holy Ghost to walk about as Christ walked about, incarnate, in the flesh. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. But yet they call themselves professing Christians, and yet the Bible tells us again, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him, and yet we're commanded to preach and teach his word? Whoa. This is really simple for me to understand, but I know it's hard for others not to understand. And why that is, it's because their minds are blinded by the God of this world, because that's where their hearts and minds are allied to. That's where their allegiances fall to in so many different ways. Folks, again, when coming to laying the axe to the root of the tree, dealing scriptural with the issues in the church, these type of people don't even want to touch the branches, lest they should offend someone in fear that they might actually repent and become saved. Read Acts 2:38 and Galatians 3:24. And I'm talking about experience and from experience here, friends. I'm not talking about what I've seen at a distance. This is the conversation I was having at dinner last week. Folks, they do their absolute best in circumventing the truths in which they are scripturally commanded to preach. Matthew 28, verse 20. Read them. Cross-check me. They do their absolute best in circumventing the truths in which they are scripturally commanded to preach. And why is that? Because they want to avoid persecution and any suffering for the gospel's sake. 2 Timothy 3:12. Again, what comes to my aid is none other than the great reformer Martin Luther. He said the gospel cannot be preached without the offense and atonement. You know, it reminds me of John Wesley. He said during his course teaching young converts that we're going to go about and preach the word and actually take heed and practice what the Lord commanded them to do by taking heed to fulfill their ministries. It's interesting, he said that when you're out there and you're preaching the Word of God, he would preach 90% law, 10% grace. It's exactly how you should preach today. Okay? He said either people are going to get angry or they're going to get saved. This is what the modern day reprobates preach. Don't offend. You know, you don't want to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. You know, the Bible says even those that desire to live godly will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. There's no way out of it. And the only way out of it is if you become an enemy of the cross of Christ and you deny Christ. And Jesus said, if you deny me, I'll also deny you. Listen again to what Martin Luther said. He said, the gospel cannot be truly preached without offense and atonement. You know, if a preacher's preaching against sin, he's going to make somebody angry. He just is not going to get out of it. I remember we were street preaching one time downtown Minneapolis, and there was someone up on the pulpit, and they were preaching. And they were preaching scriptural law of grace, Galatians 3:24. And interestingly enough, a lady walked by and said, "That's not my Jesus." And I looked at her and I said, "No, you're right, it's not." I said, "Because you've created a God to suit your sins. You've created a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, fornicating, and the list goes on. And I'm here to tell you, lady, that your God does not exist. God is holy. He is just. And the fact of the matter is it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this is the judgment. We are all going to be judged according to our works. Period. And of course, she left angry. But the fact of the matter is the Holy Ghost, as long as he can use somebody to bring about the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, verse 8, well, guess what? I did my part. Now she has to respond to the Holy Ghost. Because she is now accountable for the truth that I just gave her. A faithful witness delivereth souls. And this is what is missing in the body of Christ today. Faithful witnesses. And there's just no nice way to do it to impenitent sinners. Except giving them the word and trusting for the anointing to break the yoke. Isaiah 1:10. He said again, Martin Luther did, the gospel cannot be truly preached without offense and atonement. Then again, evil men understand not judgment. Proverbs 28, verse 5. And how could this be? Well, go to the preceding verse. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. What do? They praise the wicked. They defend their own wickedness, friends, is what they do. And then the truth, what do? They try to counter it. Every step of the way. And again, in Jude 3:4, it says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares who went before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ." These sort of people are guilty of teaching hate and not love. Isaiah 5:20, John 7:7. As if, again, to suggest that it is somehow love to withhold the very message that we're commanded to preach, and that is, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. And by the way, that message applies to all of us. Furthermore, if these professors were truly repentant themselves before God, Acts 20, verse 21, 2 Corinthians 7:10, then they would understand this scripture, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. But guess what? They do not. And why not? Because they are enemies of the cross of Christ. If you'd like to see where these will reprove, correct, instruct in the indefensible and in unrighteousness, that's all you have to do, friends, is show them what Scripture says, and it will be like that of the Lord, where the Pharisees stirred up the people as they shouted out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Luke 23, verse 21. It is our job, if we love one another, to correct one another, to reprove one another, to instruct one another, that we might all grow up into the head of him who is that of all principality and power and might and dominion. And for goodness sakes, friends, if there's someone that is attempting to devour the sheep, act not like a hireling, where the sheep are not yours, but the shepherd will surely come over and defend the sheep, will he not? And that is exactly what Scripture teaches us to do. And yet, again, another facet of the professing church in America, friends, giving their interpretation, which counters the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.